Those this hour at Press TV, storms and tornadoes in the U.S. have claimed the lives of around 190 people. This as the extreme weather continues to hit the southern states. In Alabama alone, nearly 130 people have been killed. The state's governor has declared a state of emergency. Two U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan in separate attacks in the south and east. Also, three U.S. troopers have been wounded by a roadside bomb in western Kandahar. The deaths bring to 10 the total number of NATO soldiers killed in Afghanistan in the past 24 hours. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have used poison gas against anti-regime protesters on Wednesday. Several people were detained at a medical center in the eastern town of Sitra. Meanwhile, a military court has reportedly sentenced four detained protesters to death. Bahrain has seen violent crackdowns on protests, which started in mid-February. Soon after a unity agreement between rival Palestinian factions, Israel has expressed its strong disapproval. Tel Aviv says it may soon take an array of measures against the Palestinian Authority. On Wednesday, the two Palestinian parties, Hamas and Fatah, agreed to form an interim unity government. And at least 14 people have been killed and many others injured in a blast in a cafe in southern Moroccan city of Marrakech. 11 foreign tourists are among the dead. An interior ministry official says the blast appears to be a criminal act. Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Chile are set to sign an economic integration agreement. Mexican President Felipe Calderon is in the Peruvian capital, Lima. He has already signed a series of bilateral accords with his Peruvian counterpart, Alan Garcia. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has met with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak in Seoul. The two leaders signed an agreement to boost cooperation in energy and in the economic sector. They also discussed ways to use South Korea's technology and expertise for Iraq's reconstruction. And Britain plans to deploy troops to the Libyan border with Tunisia. The announcement was made by the British Defense Secretary Liam Fox in a parliamentary session. Fox said the deployment is to enforce safe havens for refugees from attacks by forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.